Hello and welcome to this week's edition of The Organist On Calls. My name's Damon Cox, and on this week's show we recap a couple of events that have happened in the last few weeks. Well, first off, we start in Ireland, and of course a couple of weeks ago they celebrated St Patrick's Day, so I thought that we'd include some Irish music. We start off with that lively jig, The Irish Washerwoman, and it's taken from that famous recording made by Gerald Shaw at the Odeon Leicester Square. The lively bouncy sounds there of the famous Five Manuals 17-rank Compton on a wonderful recording there, Gerald Shaw. Now, what better way to celebrate St Patrick's Day than featuring some Irish music on an Irish organ, specifically the organ in the Ritz Belfast, the wonderful Compton organ. Here's two tracks for you. The first is played by Stanley Wiley, and he's playing a selection of Irish ballads. And to follow is Joseph Seal, who's going back to Old Ireland.
Thank you.
Contrasting and rousing sounds there from Stanley Wiley and Joseph Seal, who got to know the organ very well through their residencies at the cinema. Well, for our last bit of Irish music, how about some fake Irish music, i.e. a song written by American Burton Lane? This is a lovely ballad from Finnegan's Rainbow, and it's called How Are Things in Glockamora, and it's being played by Vic Hammett on the wonderful Buckingham Town Hall Wurlitzer. Hammett there asking how are things in Glockamora. Well, the second piece of news that hit the headlines in the last few weeks has been the 100th birthday of wartime artist Vera Lynn. It's hard to believe that Vera was born way back in 1917, so for the next few tracks, let's dedicate them to her. First up is possibly one of her most famous hits, and it's the lovely tune The White Cliffs of Dover, and it's being played by Nicholas Martin at the Turner's Wurlitzer. And straight after that, the sounds of the Bertie Fenn Compton, with John Mann at the console with another hit that she made popular, and how appropriate, as it's the anniversary waltz. White Cliffs of Dover by Nicholas Martin and the Anniversary Waltz with John Mann. The next tune Vera picked up for herself while skiing on the continent. The lyrics were originally in German, however she translated them to English and sold it on as a wonderful hit. It's a lovely song Auf Wiedersehen. And here to play it is Dudley Savage at the Mere Farm Compton in Suffolk. The wonderful chop 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 style there of Dudley Savage at the Mere Farm Compton. Well, to end our birthday celebration of Vera Lynn for this show, let's finish with her most famous hit of all, and it's of course We'll Meet Again. And with it is Keith Beckingham at the console of the Ossett Town Hall, Compton Christie, with an audience singing along.
Thank you.
with those two relatively jolly events, let's turn sadly to the last event, which wasn't so jolly at all. Sadly, as many of you will know, London came under attack as an act of violence and terror. And as a result, three members of the public sadly lost their lives. And what better way than to end this week's show is for Chris Elliott to play us out with Eric Coates' composition, Westminster. Thank you very much for listening. Good night.